Hi, everyone. It's Kevin. Today is Tuesday, May 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Today, I'd like to provide you with several important updates related to our ongoing efforts to keep the EB workplace safe while we continue to deliver on our mission. Since my last podcast, we've had two additional cases of COVID-19. We've now reported 40 positive cases. The first case was an individual working at Quonset in Bay 4, Building 2014. This individual has not been at work since April 17th. Because this individual has not been on site for more than 2 weeks, there is minimal risk. The second case was an individual on an extended work assignment in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This individual was last at work in Portsmouth on April 28th. So we're continuing to see slowing rates of hospitalizations in Rhode Island and in Connecticut, and this is giving Governors Lamont and Raimondo the evidence needed to relax many of their executive orders, and we expect to see some of those relaxations in the coming days. While this is good news for the local businesses and services we've all been without over the last few months, we don't expect that there will be a relaxation when it comes to self-protection, and that includes here at EB. To help with face coverings, we've purchased new masks that are now being distributed. They're lightweight, adjustable, and machine washable with an EB logo. These will be distributed over the next few days by your supervisor. Please remember you're expected to wear an appropriate face covering while you're at work. If you're not sure what that means for you, please talk with your supervisor. Thank you for continuing to support this requirement while maintaining a safe distance. And collectively, these actions have significantly reduced the risk of spreading the virus and have allowed us to stay on mission. I also have some important news to share regarding testing. Working with our corporate headquarters and starting later this week, we'll be supplied with test kits that will allow us to test our people. The first test is to detect COVID-19. You may have heard this referred to as antigen testing. This test consists of a simple nasal swab that is self-administered and then packaged and transported to a lab for analysis. We would expect results in a couple of days. This test will help us determine if anyone has an active infection. The second test is antibody testing. This test consists of a finger prick to draw a drop of blood similar to a cholesterol test you may have taken at an EB health fair. This test is administered by trained personnel and provides results in about 10 minutes. The test is designed to determine if you have COVID-19 antibodies, which means you have had the disease and your body has successfully fought it off. Later this week, we'll provide more information about this testing. It is available to all EB employees at no cost. Each of you will be scheduled to be tested, and I strongly encourage you to make your schedule time. This includes our people working from home. We'll begin testing in Groton, and we'll continue testing at Quonset Point and in New London as we receive test kits. As you know, it's been challenging to get access to tests, and we'll now be able to offer employees a way to get some valuable information about your personal health that might help you. Please stay tuned for more details. Thanks for listening and for all you do to keep our workplace safe.